This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The head of the World Health Organization warned against the idea that herd immunity might be a realistic strategy to stop the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Herd immunity is achieved by protecting people from a virus, not by exposing them to it.
WHO Director Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
It's scientifically and ethically problematic.
Tedros says health officials typically aim to achieve herd immunity by vaccination and notes for a highly infectious disease such as measles, about 95% of the population must be immunized. And he says too little is known about immunity to COVID-19.
Most people who are infected with the virus that causes COVID-19 develop an immune response within the first few weeks. But we don't know how strong or lasting that immune response is, or how it differs for different people.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Johnson & Johnson said today it had temporarily paused its COVID-19 vaccine candidate clinical trials due to an unexplained illness in a study participant, delaying one of the highest profile efforts to contain the global pandemic. The company said in a statement that the participant's illness is being reviewed and evaluated by an independent data and safety monitoring board, as well as the company's clinical and safety physicians. Johnson & Johnson's move follows a similar one by AstraZeneca in September. AstraZeneca paused late-stage trials of its experimental coronavirus vaccine developed with the University of Oxford due to an unexplained illness in a UK study participant. And while trials in the UK, Brazil, South Africa, and India have resumed, the U.S. trial is still on hold pending a regulatory review. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump was in Sanford, Florida last night as his first campaign rally outside of Washington since being diagnosed with the COVID-19 virus.
Now we want to keep our country great. We're bringing it to a level the likes of which nobody has ever seen, no country has ever seen, all made in the USA, rockets, missiles, tanks, ships.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden was in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Folks, as my football coach says, go time, Joe. It's go time. This is the most important election of our lifetimes. Not because I'm running, because what's at stake?
The former vice president will be traveling to Broward County, Florida. In the afternoon, he'll deliver remarks in Pembroke Pines on his vision for older Americans. Amy Coney Barrett ended the first day of her Supreme Court confirmation hearing, looking to assure lawmakers she would be an independent justice grounded in the law. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this report.
With the election weeks away,
this shouldn't be Donald Trump's judge. It should be yours.
Amy Klobuchar is among those arguing the choice of a new justice should wait until after the election. On day one of her hearings, Democrats also said Barrett's selection will jeopardize health care, saying it's clear she was chosen to help conservatives overturn the law known as Obamacare. Republican John Kennedy flashed back to the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, which he called a freak show, saying the nation won't again fall for a high court pick character assassination.
The American people are not morons.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police in Belarus detained 713 people during Sunday's mass protests against re-election of the country's authoritarian leader, the harshest crackdown on protesters in weeks. Tens of thousands of people rallied in the Belarusian capital of Minsk, demanding the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko, who has run the country with an iron fist for 26 years. Police quickly moved to disperse the protest with water cannons, stun grenades, and truncheons. Dozens sustained injuries. Human rights activists and advocates said it was the harshest dispersal of a Sunday demonstration since August. On Monday, the ministry threatened to use firearms against protesters if need be, saying that the rallies have become organized and extremely radical. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.